It's a fourth game on Big Red Machine Radio with Stephen Foster looking back at the weekend against the top two teams in the division. The overriding, proud of the effort, frustrated we couldn't get anything from the either game.
Yeah, I think both games very, very similar. Like, the effort from the boys is fantastic. You know, like, we can't fault that. Everybody's put it all on the line this weekend, and we've got, in points terms, we've got nothing to show for it, which is, you know, really disappointing. But we've come up against good teams and shown that we can really punch up there with the best of them. We just need to be able to do it for three periods. That's the one thing that we've kind of struggled with a little bit this year, that third period, and just being that ruthless. And, you know, we've been letting a few goals in that, and a few mistakes are causing those goals, and those are the ones that we've got to kind of get rid of, those little mistake goals.
You can't on both games, you could probably say that there was a little spell in the third period on both nights. The start of the third period here tonight, kind of middle to the end of the third period in Telford, where we were on par and just let the game get away from us. So it was a concentration thing, a focus thing. I was just responding to the threat that they're posing.
I think, obviously, when you get in those situations, it's tight. There's a little bit of pressure on, and I think we're just gripping our stick that little bit too tight, or we're just making that play where we think we should be going in when we should be sitting back a little bit, or, you know, we're not watching the man leaving zones and stuff like that, and that's kind of catching us, and, you know, we're just losing our focus there just for a little bit, and I think that's what's kind of causing that. And that's something that, you know, you can train all you want with certain things, but you don't get that kind of pressure in a training session and towards the end. Is it because we're a little bit tired towards the end? You know, it could well be, where you're not thinking as straight, you know, legs are a little bit heavy, potentially. Yeah, I think if we can get that right, then I think we'll be fine, because overall our play is pretty solid. Our defensive zone has got better over the last few weeks. We've been playing against some top teams, and as a whole, you know, look at two periods, we kind of holding the top two sides in the league. You know, we're holding them to a very close game, evens, and you know, we're improving in things. You know, I think that's it, and boys just need to stick together. You know, we only have a game, not next week, the weekend after, so we've got a little bit of a break. So aching bodies, the people who've got flu can kind of get over that and, you know, try and regroup and go again for the last part of the season.
In terms of today, it's a big crowd, huge atmosphere from the Stars fans, obviously a few came from Blackburn as well. Personally, the kind of standouts from our side, obviously Mossy with a hat-trick, at the other end, Jacob with some big saves as well. So any other standouts from those two?
I think, I mean, I'm going to say the whole team, the effort that they put in this weekend, the whole team. Mossy's been playing fantastic for us this year, and, you know, warrants that. And obviously with having Rowley and Ian on him, that line's, you know, only gonna get better, because Rowley obviously being injured and then being away over to Russia there for 2 or 3 weeks. So he hasn't really skated much. So I think that's only going to get better, you know. I think they're going to set the standards right now for us, and hopefully that'll be good for us moving forward.
And you talk about the team kind of coming together. I think it's true tonight, particularly tonight. There was a lot of battles, a lot of like stand up for each other, a lot of contact from the Hawks, and the guys were standing up for each other. So I think the team spirit and the team ethos isn't really in question for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I think, you know, at the end of the day, yes, we started off, you know, quite frantic early on, physical. They were trying to get in goalies' faces, trying to finish checks high and stuff like that. And our boys, you know, we got a couple of power play goals that first period, which was, we were keep holding our discipline, which is what we've got to do. You've got to do that against the top teams. We've had a few penalties recently that have kind of cost us. You know, some last night that kind of cost us. And that's why we've got to be really careful. These top teams have got very, very good shooters, and give them a chance, they don't miss very often, you know. And I think that's the forcing the goalie to make a big save to do it, where some of the times when we've set up, You know, we might set the bend, or we've got a good player in a good area and we're hitting into the middle of the keep, and we've got to be picking corners. I think that's something we just continue working on in training, getting the quality there, getting the passing. Thought our power play was a lot better tonight than last night. We struggled. We spoke about the forecheck and stuff like that tonight. The breakout for the power play tonight, but we got in the zone and kind of stayed in anyway, so it was a lot better tonight. And hopefully that'll continue getting that going again.
There's not many teams will score five on Blackburn this season, I don't think. So good on that. Like you say, you've already mentioned next weekend, no fixtures. I think 14 grand for some sort of tournament themselves or something. Yeah. I don't know when they're not enough for some reason. I don't know why. But yeah, a blank weekend, no fixtures. So like you say, good time to relax, recover, and let the guys heal a bit, and then come back a couple weeks' time and just a one off against Widnes.
Yeah, I think that's important this point in time. Obviously, with not having any break over Christmas, the boys are, you know, feeling that after obviously trying to celebrate a little bit Christmas as well with friends and family, and then not having that extra break, it'll be nice for them to be able to have that now. Like I say, hopefully we come back fresh. Hopefully the flu that people have got isn't going to pass to the ones who are here today, and you know, and we can get ready and go again. Like I say, I thought the crowd was fantastic tonight. Good atmosphere from both ends. Obviously, Blackburn provided some decent support there as well, as our lot were. And I think we started giving them something, and they know the boys are trying really hard for this. And it's almost a little bit like we were several years ago when we started trying to build this good team again, that the fans are appreciating good hard work. And sometimes it's not quite paying off, but they're seeing a good game of hockey with a bunch of pretty much all local lads, apart from a couple, that are putting it all on the line each night. And good things will come again, because obviously we've got the younger ones coming through, and that'll help us in the next year or so.